It's the Midnight Radio Network, 800-288-9227. Gary McNamara with Eric Hurley.
All right, we're talking with Lyndon Finney, the editor of The Trucker, and also our friend, retired senior trooper, Monta Dial of the Texas Highway Patrol, as it's a special edition of Ask the Law, courtesy of Old Blue USA. All the comments made by anyone other than Trooper Dial consider to be opinions only. The information is up to date, can change without notice. As we talk about the new proposal for hours of service. All right, Trooper Dial, next point here, drivers would be permitted to drive only if 7 hours or less have passed since their last off-duty or sleeper berth period of at least 30 minutes.
Well, this is one of those that whenever you look at it on top,
yeah,
it looks like it's one thing. When you get in there and start reading it, it talks about hours worked.
Okay.
Not driving.
All right.
Hours worked.
Hmm.
So a driver cannot work more than 7 hours, at which time the driver has to take a minimum of 30 minutes off. The driver can take up to an hour. Here again, going back to this point number three,
mm-hmm,
where the driver can only be on duty and driving for a total of 13 hours.
Right.
Now, what they've done is they've given a couple of examples in here, and it says that the driver starts working and drives up to 7 hours without a required break. Upon reaching the seventh hour, since coming on duty, the driver would need to take at least a half-hour break before resuming driving.
Hmm.
The driver could remain on duty without the break after the seventh hour, but cannot drive again without taking the break. Another example they gave was that a driver begins working, and let's say he works 3 hours of on-duty, not driving.
Right.
Then he decides to take a break. He takes a 30-minute break. Then he gets in the truck and he starts driving. He cannot drive past 11 and a half hours total duty time before he has to stop and take that other 30-minute break.
Wow.
And this is the portion of the rule, as I read it all through this, that FMCSA is hanging its hat on to show that it is really taking into consideration the health of the driver, and the fatigue issue. This is one of the things that they're hanging their hat on to reduce fatigue, and that's requiring a rest period during that 14-hour window or 16-hour window, whichever one they're taking. Isn't that the way you read it, Monty?
That is very true.
Okay, and the total break period is 1 hour.
Yes. Now, it does in the explanation say that, let's say the driver comes off of his 10-hour break and he immediately goes to driving. Once he reaches that seventh hour of driving, he has to stop and take at least a 30-minute break.
All right, stand by. We want to cover more of this after we get to top-of-the-hour news, because this is where it starts to get really interesting. Lyndon Finney, Trooper Dial, Eric, Gary, and more on a special Ask the Law.
On the Midnight Radio Network.